saving money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Be fearless in the sun with Blue Lizard Australian Sunscreen. Whether you're diving into ocean waves or simply chasing your kids around the backyard, Blue Lizard has you covered so you can enjoy every moment worry-free. Designed for your whole family and free from fragrances, parabens, and phthalates. Blue Lizard is your go-to mineral sunscreen, trusted by dermatologists, pediatricians, and parents. Shop now on Amazon.com and be fearless in the sun with Blue Lizard Australian Sunscreen.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
When it comes to certain holidays, I feel like there's always a celebrity attached to it. Like it used to be 4th of July, Diddy's White Party. When Christmas comes around, Mariah Carey defrosts and she makes another $20 million in 4 weeks. And for Halloween, that celebrity is none other than Heidi Klum. And every year, people get so excited about what Heidi Klum is going to wear because she doesn't just throw on a Party City outfit or even do the celeb thing where they hire a makeup artist and maybe they have a couple of prosthetics. She goes out to the point where she is unrecognizable. You could see a photo of her in costume. It could be anybody. It could be Taylor Swift. It could be Travis Kelce because there's so much going on.
Dude, she was a worm last year. Like a worm. Last year or the year before last. Because you know how girls always like it. If I got turned into a worm, would you still love me?
And the only answer to that question is yes.
That's the only one.
Hell no. Well, hell no.
you're a worm.
Absolutely not.
You're on your own.
I'm going fishing with you and saying a bye-bye.
So Heidi Klum's costume this year was incredible. She partnered up with her husband, Tom, and they transformed into E.T. They were both standing there completely, like, it's insane. I mean, this is even better than what you're going to see at Universal. They're standing there completely transformed. And what's so wild is if you look at the neck of the costume, you can see their faces have been covered by the prosthetics. So she's not wearing like an E.T. helmet. She's wearing like an E.T. hat, if you will, to where they're looking out through the prosthetics of the neck.
That is incredible.
It's literally insane. And there have been some really cool costumes out there, too. I mean, I saw that Janelle Monáe also did E.T.
She does huge. Yeah, she goes big, too. Mm-hmm.
There's been this debate online, too, because Kylie Jenner's costume, if you will, was like a Demi Moore striptease poster. Mm-hmm. And it's just her just naked. And you got to argue, like, is it even really a costume if you're not wearing anything? But
look at the questions we got to ask today.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a great homage, but is it a costume? So, I mean, entertainment for Hollywood is just a completely different level. I mean, me trying to turn myself into Sabrina Carpenter is just me like curling my bangs for an hour. Heidi Klum was in the makeup chair for like 36 hours.
Seriously, right?
Very impressive.
It's so crazy.
Okay, I feel like everyone has like their favorite Christmas song. Like when it hits like November 27th or whatever the day after Thanksgiving is, that is the day for me that I start turning on Christmas music. And the first one I like to hear every year is Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee. That is my quintessential Christmas song. And now you can actually listen to it in Spanish, all thanks to AI. Brenda Lee even gave the approval for this to completely transform the song from English to Spanish via AI. Here's the original. And in case you need to be shocked today, she was 13 years old when she recorded that song.
Is that right?
I always thought it was like a grandma.
I did too.
Yeah, 13 years old. And here it is in Spanish.
Vamos a sentirnos muy unidos.
Hey. It's good, right?
Las canciones que dan vida tan bonitas.
This is what what AI needs to be used.
That's
yes.
Great.
Yeah,
not
that's
government
great.
Takeover, not whatever weird plagiarism thing is happening at your kid's school. I want to hear all of my favorite songs in different languages so everyone can enjoy them the way that I enjoy them.
Because it is November 1st and we can talk about this now and Mariah Carey has officially defrosted. What's your favorite Christmas song?
Probably This Christmas.
This Christmas?
What? Yeah, I don't know This Christmas.
By Wham? No, that's Last Christmas.
Yeah. Chris Brown sang the most recent version.
This Christmas. Yeah, but don't play it until after Thanksgiving. That's what I think. I think this is still fall, and we can't break into the winter songs until after we break out the turkey.
Oh, you're not my real mom.
Oh, no, I don't want. No, Mariah Carey has defrosted. We can listen to Christmas music now.
Mariah Carey is not Santa Claus. She doesn't make the rules, Kristen.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
Hava Nagila Hava.
I knew that you were going to do that.
What?
Yours?
He went Jewish on us.
Oh.
Mine is I'll Be Home for Christmas.
That is good.
The old school one. I mean, Michael Bublé did a lovely rendition, but I'm all about the Bing Crosby.
Mm. Cassie?
Kiss Me at Midnight by NSYNC.
Of course.
I know. I'm sorry. Really? I listened to it. It's such a good song. Kiss Me at Midnight. It's so good.
I've literally never heard that song in my life.
I guess technically it's a New Year's song, but still. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Kiss Me at Midnight. It's a great song. NSYNC fans who know that song from their Christmas album will agree with me. It is the best one, and it is one of the best Christmas songs.
Just for the record, I don't know.
That's because you're not in sync with what's cool.
No.
All right, Jennifer Lopez stopped signing autographs for fans at a recent screening of her new movie, all because of one question she was asked. It's on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pros' number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're searching for the one. With over 500,000 new listings every month, you could find the one today. Download the Realtor.com app because you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2025 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings. July 2024 to June 2025.